Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hey what's
buddy.
Happening, dude?
All right, let's bust out those history books. It's time for a little history lesson, if you will. We're going to do some learning.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history, October 4th, 1648. I'm going way back. All right, I'm going way back. All right.
Wow.
This is deep. Deep in history.
1648. All right.
The first volunteer fire department was established in New York by Peter Stuyvesant. Anyway, Peter said, "Hey, we got to stop letting these buildings burn to the ground. Let's do something about this, you know, man."
What was it, though? It probably wasn't anything extravagant.
No.
Like we got today. You know, it's probably a couple buckets of water and a...
Yeah, like, I mean, nowadays we got fire hydrants. We got
1648, dude.
I mean, that's got to be a lot of work. I mean, even firefighters nowadays, like, I mean, it's crazy, right? It's a crazy thing, fighting fires.
Insane what these guys do.
Let's go back to horse and buggy, if they were able to have that at the time, and then just buckets of water. It's just that... I mean, I would just kind of...
exactly what it was, though, right?
It had to be.
A horse, a buggy.
Yeah.
Maybe a tank. They would fill a tank of water. But how are they... They didn't have, like, hoses.
Did they have hoses back then?
I'm not sure. I wasn't around.
I'm just guessing. I think that's probably a lot of work. And there's got to be a point where they're like, all right, this is just too much here. Okay.
It's not working.
You know?
No, it's not working.
What were they doing before that? Just whipping their dongers out?
Yeah,
like, all right,
I bet you they had nice ladders. I bet you they had tall ladders.
Yeah, but I mean, do you want to be hucking buckets of water up these ladders? Like, and who's going to be the guy on a wood ladder? Guarantee it was a wood ladder at that point.
Yeah,
putting it up against.
I'm sorry, it's 1648. We got nothing else, man. Get your ass up on the ladder.
Look, you lost rock, paper, scissors. You're the one up on the ladder today. That's just how it works, Steve. Come on now.
Yeah.
Man, oh man, just everything
the fire
was
fire suits weren't real fire retardant.
It just had to be miserable back then. You think about it. No indoor plumbing, all right? You got just a sod house that's just a wood burning something inside your home, right? So I mean constantly probably had fire, you know, hazards everywhere.
Oh yeah.
It just seems like a lot.
Made
man.
Of straw.
Yeah.
Anything that could light up easily. That's
you know,
what you made your house of.
I give them credit for thinking of it, because me, I would just be like, all right, look, if your house catches on fire, sorry. We'll help you rebuild it, but at this point, that's all we could do. That's all we can
do.
You know, get the kids, get out of there, and we'll build you a new one.
We'll get the townspeople together. We'll all chip in. You're fine. Just let it burn to the ground.
Look, we got some marshmallows here. We got some weenies on a stick. I know it sucks because all your stuff's in there, but you know, we'll make do. We'll make do.
Grandma and grandpa out of the house? All right, we're good.
You got everyone, right? You're good. Okay. All right. So anyway, yeah, big shout out to the first volunteer fire department for hucking those buckets around, man. They did it. What a job. Miserable. All right. That's what happened on this day in history. We're going to take a break. Your comedian is Jim Brewer.